Parshas Boy, Beis Tfilo, Tovshin Ein Vav. Vayomer Hashem El Moshe Boyel Paroi. Kani echbadeti es liboy v'sev avodov v'man shisi oisoy sa'ele b'kirboy. We're going to have fun, we're going to have a good time, because I have hardened his heart. He's not going to agree anyway to send you away, so I can give him the oisoys. You have what to tell your Ozde Bincha Bebincha Asher Salalti B'Mitzrayim. This is Soisai Shasamti Bom. Zog the Rambam in Hilchus Tshuva Perek Vav Halacha Gimel. Says the Rambam, after discussing the principle of Bchira, a person has to have free will. You can never punish a robot if you had no choice. But says the Rambam, it is possible that a person will sin a great sin, a single great sin, or many perhaps regular sins, until the Dayan HaEmes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the din will be that the repayment, the punishment for this sinner, al hachatoyim elu she'asa, on these sins he has done, b'ritzonoy, umidaitoy, out of his will, with his knowledge, she'moini mimenu ha'tshuva, that he'll be prevented from doing tshuva. Ve'minichim lo ilosh rishus, he will not be given permission, loshuv mirishai, to repent from his bad ways, atcher yomus, till he will die, v'yoved b'chatoim she'asa. It is possible that a person will sin a great sin, a chet gadol, perhaps a one-time great sin, or chatoim harbe, or perhaps many regular little sins, and a Kosh Baruch Hu will put him in a situation he will not allow to do tshuva. He'll be punished. He'll be unable to do tshuva. And says the Rambam, where am I coming from? The example for this is Paroi. Paroi indeed lost his chance to do tshuva. But why? Because of his original sin. Since it started off from his free will, therefore he was in a situation he couldn't do tshuva. At kedei kach, the Rambam asked, if that's the case, what was Moshe Rabbeinu being sent to speak to him for? En emir daber, there's no one to speak to. You ever saw a person shouting into his voicemail? You phone someone up, doesn't answer. You don't scream into the voicemail. You don't scream, answer me. There's no one there. You're speaking to a computer. Ask the Rambam, why is Moshe Rabbeinu being sent to speak to Paroi? The guy's deaf. Enemy le daber, he doesn't have prayer anymore. Why are you going? Ask the Rambam, v'lama yasholeach lo biyad Moshe, v'yomer lo shlach v'ase tshuva. The guy's deaf. V'paromer lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu she'en ata meshaleach. Says the Rambam, it was just a show. It was a show for other people. It wasn't for Paroi. Paroi was brain dead at the time. He couldn't do tshuva. Even if he wanted to, he couldn't do tshuva. Rather, it was to show other people, look, you can put yourself in a situation where there's no return. That even if you're shown the truth, you get maka after maka, things are apparent, things are crystal clear, you got to let them go. You'll be put in a situation where you cannot do tshuva. Yes? You're raising a good point. You're saying good. Kedarkecha, you say good. But in the meantime, we're learning Pashut Pshat and the Rambam. So therefore,
based on the Rambam, isn't that like a Chil Hashem?
What do you mean Chil Hashem? Why?
This is Hashem puts the power into you that you can't do teshuva just to smack you.
It starts. You're saying chil Hashem, but says the Rambam, it starts off from your bchira. This is just a manifestation from your original sin. Your original sin you did with das. You're being punished for the original sin. The original sin is putting you in a situation that you can't do teshuva anymore.
The original sin of not letting them go out for the first.
Right, the first five makos para had bchira, and he baroya leiv with a bad heart. He chose not to let them go. Now the consequences are he put himself in a situation where he cannot do tshuva anymore.
So he punished him already.
He punished who?
Hashem punished Paro.
No, it wasn't enough. Till then it was with his bchira. Now the manifestation is, the ramification is what of his original bad decision. Now he has to, the consequences are, he has to continue to face another five makos. As they wrote the Rambam. And the reason why Moshe Rabbeinu is coming to warn Paro is just to teach us the lesson. Look at Paro, look where he is. And learn the message and be careful yourself. Don't put yourself in such a situation.
So now he learned his lesson, and if he would have had the choice of letting them out, he may have let them out.
Yeah, he would have let them out, but now Chabad is Liboy. Now we can have a good time. We're going to have, you know, yeah, there'll be a Pesach night. What are you going to tell your children? Here, now, it says, Leman tesafa bozne bincha bincha. Asher esalati b'mitzrayim. Want to make sure you have enough what to speak about. I'll give you another five makos to make sure that we have news to talk about.
So why wasn't it on the whole country, why wasn't it just on him?
Why was it on the whole? Why? That's just all together. The king, they're all together. They didn't rebel against him. It's all one country. Yeah. Okay, the Rambam is speaking, but the Rambam is asking, what happened to Bchira? The Rambam is dealing, but we have Yisoid.
The question is, why go to him? He's talking about dead person. It's straight out.
The
Rambam is to show the signs.
That's the Rambam answers.
Uh-huh.
Okay, you're saying, you're agreeing, you're asking him, it's Poshav. Okay, very good. You know, we spoke out previous years, other Rishonim learned differently than the Rambam. He did have Bchira. Even if Chabad Libo, he still had Bchira. We spoke about that. Took away the Chreach. Paro was forced to say yes. A piece seichel, any normal person would be forced to say yes. You're being hit again and again, so you're forced to say yes. The Hashem took away the necessity to say yes and left him up to his regular bchira. That's the other Rishayim learn. The Rambam learns differently. Rambam learns indeed he lost his bchira. It's not a steerer to tzedek, because he put himself in that situation. And still he's being warned. According to other Rishonim, he's being warned because he did have Bchira. The Rambam continues. According to other Rishonim, even at the very end, Hashem just took away the Chreyach to say yes. He was left with the balance, the ability to say no. But it was his bad decision to say no every time. So therefore, it makes sense why Moshe Rabbeinu is being sent to warn him. Look at the Ramban, the Sforno, Sefer Ikrim. Okay. The Rambam continues. Ubi'in in Halacha Dalet. Ubi'in yon zeh shoyelim anavim v'atzadikim mitfiloseim yad Hashem. And the Rambam continues and says, indeed, the tzadikim also daven for this. So the Maisa, it's quite a frightening idea. So we see that a person who does a specific sin or many regular sins can be in this situation. It's very frightening. Who knows? Can we be assured that we haven't sinned in a big way, or maybe we have other small sins that maybe combine together to be in this situation? Sounds quite frightening. Says the Rambam, the tzaddikim also davening about this. What I would like to understand, and this is to do with what Rabbi Daniel said. Is there a way out? A person who indeed has sinned that way, is there really no hope? or there's still an exit? Is there emergency exit to a person who Apidin has lost his Bechira? Is the emergency escape? Is there still a panic button to press? So yesh lachkor, when the Rambam says that the tzaddikim also davening for this, Mashoma David Hareini Hashem Darkecha. When you're davening for this, is the pshat that you're davening, I shouldn't sin in such a way that I'll be put in a situation I have no bechira, or even after I'm in such a situation I can still daven to do tshuva? Again, when the Rambam says the tzaddikim daven for this, is the pshat that davening they shouldn't get into this situation? Once you get in the situation that you lost your bechira, now there's no hope anymore, it's a dead end. Or the pshat is, even after I did enter such a situation, chas v'shalom, I can still daven, Hashem should guide me. Which means that there's an escape route called davening. Let's read the Rambam carefully. Again, this is Rambam, the very next halacha, going back to this idea of you lost your bechira. Says the Rambam in halacha dalet, ubeinyon ze shoyalim hanavim batzadikim betfilaseim. About this very topic of losing bechira, chas v'shalom, the tzaddikim, they ask about this. Lo azram al derech ha'emes. Hashem should help them. Kmo she'omer David, hareini Hashem darkecha. Kloimar, al yimnu'uni chato'ai derech ha'emes. Let my sins not prevent me of the derech ha'emes, shemimeno eida darkecha. So I should know your ways, v'yichud shmecha. וכן זה שאומר ורוח נדיבו תשמחני, כלומר תניח רוחי, let my ruach last his chefsa do its will, ועל יגרומו לי חטאי, that my sins not prevent me למנועני מהתשובה, let my sins not prevent me from doing תשובה, אלא תירשוס ביודי, that I still have the permission עד שיחזור ואובין ועידה דרך האמץ. Let me still have permission to understand and do Derech Emes. What's Shetin Rambam? What's David davening for? Is he davening that I shouldn't sin? Or is davening that even after I sin, my sin shouldn't prevent me from seeing Derech Emes? What does Rambam say? Is he davening not to sin? Or is he davening that my sin shouldn't hold me back from seeing Derech Emes? The second. State on Rambam, this answer to Rav Nissim, Daniel Nissim, his answer to the question. State in Rambam that even if David was choshesh, he also has such a sin. And he's choshesh, he's concerned that maybe he doesn't have right to do tshuva. And still the redavening, he's still done, Hareini Hashem Darkecha. Still please show me your ways. Veruach Nediva Tismecheini. And please allow my ruach to do your will. We see from Rambam there's an escape route. It's called tefillah, emergency exit. Even if you're stuck, panic button, press tefillah. Stay don Rambam that tefillah can override even the situation. Which means that had Paro davened, he could have out circuit. It's probably a word for this.
Circumvent
the situation of being without bechira.
The first person is without the bechira. Someone reaches that stage, he gets punished for the sins.
It's for original sins.
No, not
for the current sins.
No,
because that. I mean, he maybe is punished for now, but it's because of before, because he put himself in that situation. He wouldn't be punished for now as of now, but he's being punished for originally he put himself into now.
But
he's
being punished for the sin that he's doing now.
Yeah, he is kind of being punished because it's. But it's all he put himself in that situation of no bechira.
So then he is punished for the sin.
Because he made himself be in that. That's right. The moshul with this would be, I once saw there was some, I once saw a clip of some guy in the Far East protest, and he set himself alight. I'm sure it was a student's protest, the Chvesinsh was some students, and this guy ignites himself. Okay, he goes himself in front of reporters, in front of the cameras, sets himself alight, then he's like roaring. Guy's dead. Okay. So I imagine half a second after he lit himself, he probably has tremendous harata. Shugana, the guy's he's alight, he's rolling on the ground, total agony. So Maisi has harata. I'm sure he has harata. Is it fair? It's not fair. He has harata now. It's not fair. Why is he suffering? Hashem, why? This is Sadiq Viraloi. What's the answer? you put yourself alight. Say that. You decided. It was your decision. You decided with das that you're going to ignite yourself. So that's it. These are the consequences of your action. Even if you have harata right now, it's too late. So here a person sinned in a specific way, and the ramification, the din of those maisim are that you will be unable to do tshuva. So are you punished for now? Yes and no. I'm not punished for now of now. I'm punished for now because of yesterday. Yesterday I put myself into the now. So therefore, it's a continuation of yesterday. You are punished. But we learned in the Rambam, there's an escape route called tefillah. David HaMelech is davening. Even if I sin such a sin, please guide me. Let me see the light. It's not davening. I shouldn't have such a sin. Mashman, the Rambam, even after I've sinned, but the sin shouldn't prevent me from seeing the light. Question I have is the Medrash. The Medrash in Parshas Vayera, Parshut Aleph, Ois Aleph, says the Medrash, on the pasuk, Chanefe Lev Yosimu Af. There it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when Hashem is waiting for the Rasha to do tshuva, if he doesn't, then he who noted his libom shall yasu tshuva. He takes their hearts, so they can't do tshuva anymore. And the pasuk continues, Lo yeshu ki asureim. Afa pishem reitzim lashuv, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even if they want to repent, ubayin lasik betfilah, and they want to daven, eilam yecholim, they can't. Lama ki asureim shenoal b'fnehem. Hashem blocks that tefillah. V'chen oyo paroi roitza lasik betfilah. Pari wanted to daven. V'amar Kodesh Baruch Hu leMoshe ad shelo yetze lecho leich v'yatzev lefonov. Says the Medrash, when Pari went out to the water, and Moshe Rabbeinu was sent to meet him, what was Pari doing? We all know he went to the bathroom, chule. This Medrash says he was going to do his beidudus. He was going to daven. And Hashem says, Moshe, go meet him right now, so he shouldn't daven. Moshe Rabbeinu went to speak to Nesh to prevent him from davening. Here it says that Hashem stops him from davening. So is this against the Rama? Is the Rama passing against the Medrash? Or you could daven to be able to daven. Or should we say that Paro is different? Moshe didn't really stop with davening. He could still daven. Just he was a balgaiva. He wouldn't daven in front of Moshe. Yesh Layin, how does the Rambam deal with this Medrash? Is he passing against the Medrash?
He wasn't davening to him. He was davening to his idols.
What?
He was davening to Aphrodite.
It's mashma that Hashem was concerned for Paro's davening. Says Moshe was sent to stop him from davening.
Even if you davening to Avodah Zarah,
maybe he wasn't davening to Avodah Zarah. Maybe he would be davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the one who gives him the makos. Maybe he was trying to daven to him. I don't think we have to stop him from doing worship davening to Avodah Zarah. I mean, he felt he was Avodah Zarah himself. He could have davened himself. He obviously was trying to daven to a higher authority. Yesh La'ayin Tzoch Iyun, exactly is it that Paro messed himself up, or he did a super sin? Even tefillah was prevented. But anyway, we learn from the Rambam, Aruch HaLamaisa is even after everything, even a person has sinned this great sin, that if you can daven, it will work. Davening is an escape route. The pshat is that there's conventional medicine. People have an illness that conventionally won't help. But the super things, there's kameyas, there's gulays that can override an illness. Also in the spiritual world, conventionally in the spiritual laws, in the teva, the spiritual teva, you've done a sin, you cannot do tshuva. But tefillah is a super refuah that can override the spiritual rules, override the teva, the regular rules that you don't do tshuva. Tefillah can overpower even that. You obviously have to daven the kol aleiv, and that's the message we're learning from over here. Yishar koyach. I saw a very interesting. Someone asked me a very interesting question this week. We know we eat. Why do we eat matzah on Pesach? Why do we eat matzah? What's the answer? Hashem said so. Why does Hashem say so?
That's what they were able to take out.
Oh, as we say, matzah zu ashuma. We say in Leil Pesach. So he speak with Seikom, Lachmitz. Didn't have time to let their dough rise. Someone asked me a shayla. Why didn't they have time? They knew they were going out. They didn't have the 18 minutes to let it rise. What were they doing the whole night? What were they doing? They had the whole night. The whole night. So at the Golden Pesach, so how long does it take? Okay, so someone answered me, they're going to look for, get the treasures from the midstream. They're going to get the treasures. Is that correct? Is that true? Sheker. I told the guy it's not true. How do I know it's not true? It's a sheker gomor to say that. They're not going anywhere to collect treasures. It takes Ishmi Pesach Beisad Beker. Whoever would leave would be killed. They were not allowed to leave till the morning. They were locked in. They weren't going anywhere. So what were they doing? Why didn't they bake the bread? They knew they're going.
They also had the mitzvah of not eating chometz.
They didn't have such a mitzvah. Like they could have eaten the chometz. They weren't commanded not to eat chometz. You see, the Lord speaks Tzekim Lachmitz. They would have had they had more time. They would have eaten chometz. In Pesach Mitzrayim, there was no issur to eat chometz. It was the only Pesach. Question: When can you have chometz with your korban Pesach? The answer is Pesach Sheni or Pesach Mitzrayim. Pesach Mitzrayim, they could have had chometz. Just Lord speaks Tzekim Lachmitz. Didn't have time, but rather it happened that way. But they could have. They weren't commanded not to have chametz. For a different reason, not because it's a chametz. Okay. Anyway, so what were they doing? Why didn't they prepare their matzah, their bread, geshmaka bread, a nice challah, b'chvoid yitzia meMitzrayim, v'ilula? Why couldn't they have proper nice challah, nice rabbi challah, big one? Why are they having? Why didn't they have time to bake the bread? It's a good question. Yes? I know, but why? Your reason, you're giving a time with the crowd, but why did the Bnei Yisrael, why didn't they bake their food?
When did they know they're leaving? They knew
they were leaving. No? They were supposed to be prepared, ready to go, ready, steady, go. That's what it was.
I didn't get that either. I'm not leaving anywhere until the morning.
Okay, it's supposed to be ready.
Harold didn't say they can go to the middle of the night.
Okay, so they still had middle of the night. They still had time. Yeah. I'm open for answers. I call to say you can say whatever you want.
If that's the case, then you have to be ready as soon as possible. So you don't know if you can call the thing and then go in the morning.
It's They were told they take the Ishmi Pesach Beitzah at Boker. They were told that for sure they knew they're not leaving until the morning. That they knew. No, didn't they know?
I don't know.
Moshe Rabbeinu told Paroi, this is the last Mako. Tuvi, what do you say? So I saw in a Sefer called Meir Derech. And he wants to claim the following. The Am Yisrael was suffering from Yush. They lost hope. They were disappointed. What do I mean? And the moshah I'd like to give is, let's remember, it wasn't so long ago, there was Mivtza Tzuk Eitan. How did it go? First day, the Arabs were shooting 100 missiles. Then, the Israeli Air Force bombs them big time. Hundreds of sorties, hundreds, and their mom is blasting them away. And you think, this is it. They're for sure. We've blown them to smithereens. Their children are dying. Their people are being killed. Mama, this is it. It's finished. It's over. The next day, there's still 100 missiles coming over. The Israeli Air Force bombs and bombs. You think, now for sure, no way. They can't be cruel to their own people. For sure, it's going to stop. And then it continues again. They bomb more, and the missiles still come over. And a day afterwards, they bomb more. And now we start getting condemned, of course, for being cruel. But the missiles are still coming over. At the end, after a week or two, you start to lose hope. What's going to be? It doesn't help. Right? You get disappointed. You know, we thought this is it. But for sure they're gonna surrender. And it doesn't help. And people start to get, what's going to be? So he wants to say the following. After the dam Mako, the Maka's dam, this is it. They lost the water supply. They have to buy all the dam from us. For sure they're going to let us out now, right now. They'd have to be crazy not to let us out. Disappointment. No. Svardeya, they're going crazy. Right? They have frogs in their stomach. Everywhere. You name it, they can. You can't even hear yourself speak, it's so loud. For sure, now Paris will let us go. No. It's been 9 makas already. 9 times the hopes have been raised and they've been disappointed. So therefore, he wants to claim the following. Even after Makkah 10, they knew it was a serious Makkah. But you know what? It doesn't help. So you're bombing them again. These guys are crazy. They're lunatics. They don't think. So therefore, even though they did what they had to do, they had the Korban Pesach, there's the tremendous Makkah's prayers happening, but they've given up hope. And therefore, they didn't prepare the bread till the last second. This is what the Sefer wants to suggest. And the message is, you can never give up hope for the Gula. The Gula doesn't happen when we think it's going to happen. When we think it's logical. The Gula will happen when Hashem decides to. And therefore, we must never give up hope for the Gula. In all situations, afilu cherev chada munachas at tzavar shel odom al yisya'ish min harachamim. Yes.
For 6 months they had Pinamuk.
Yeah.
Okay. So things have tremendously improved.
Yeah.
Also, with the Medrash, one Medrash, 80% didn't want to leave.
Okay.
It's hard to believe that they were at the peak of their.
They weren't committing suicide, but they lost hope of any of the situation changing. They lost hope of them leaving. Because they see you're bombing these guys and it doesn't help. There's nothing left of Aza. You're bombing them more and more. There's nothing. They're starving, they're being killed, they're dying, and nothing helps. They're still with sugar. They're lunatics. The guys.
They've been told they're going to be leaving. This is the first time they were told.
They never told. They knew that these markers are to get them out of Mitzrayim, and it doesn't help.
The bombing of the field. Not a comparison.
Speak to the UN. speak to the UN, they'll tell you that they were bombing people. Plenty of Arabs killed.
Disproportionate force.
What? Disproportionate force, right. Yeah, but they're bombing people as well. Okay. We were Baruch Hashem, we also weren't suffering. We were also in Beit Shemesh, we were, there was no one suffering. Say that, but still people see there's no end to the situation. That's the mashal that I like to supply. So, in Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Gimel, Vayiten Hashem Eschena Om Beinei Mitzrayim, they found favor in Mitzrayim's eyes, and they were asking for the gold and silver. Vegam Aish Moshe Godol Moed Veres Mitzrayim, Beinei Avdei Paro Beinei Om. Also, Moshe's popularity in the polls went up. Moshe was very high. Was Godol Moed Veres Mitzrayim Beinei Avdei Paro Beinei Om. This is just after Makas Choshech. After Makas Choshech, Hashem will ask the place, "Well, please go and go and get vessels." And they found, and unbelievably, see, this is before Makas Choshech. The Mitzrim just found favor in the Mitzrim's eyes, and the Mitzrim were coughing up with their gold and silver and diamond, you know, all the riches. And Moshe is we're told he's very popular. What's the Shaykh to Makas Choshech? Says the Bashar Hirsch, this is an amazing insight. Something amazing has happened in Makas Choshech. In Makas Choshech, the masters, the Mitzrim, were paralyzed for 3 days. They couldn't move. Can you imagine in a security prison if the warders, the right word? Warders?
Warders?
What? Wardens. The wardens will be paralyzed for 3 days. Could you count the amount of knives they get in their back? Could you count them? Can you imagine if the prisoners were they could walk around freely, and all the wardens were paralyzed for 3 days? What would happen to them? What would Ayin Emes? And here the Jews were the slaves. They were walking out freely, they could walk around, do whatever they want. And no mitzri, no revenge was taken. And not only that, no money was stolen. Nothing was taken. Not even a shoelace was taken from the mitzri. The mitzri appreciated that. They saw morals. They saw ethics of the Yidden. That they understood that their life could have been, revenge could have been taken. They understood that money could have been stolen, and they appreciated that. And that's why the Vayiten Hashem Eschena Om Beinei Mitzrayim. That's why they were schein to Am Yisrael, which overrid the hatred to Am Yisrael. And that's why Moshe was the spiritual leader of Am Yisrael. They looked up to him. Look at the ethics, at the morals. That they respected. Who took money? They didn't take any money. They went to see. They took a visit. They took the accounts. But they didn't steal anything. Nothing was taken. They just did their homework. They knew what to ask for. But they didn't take any money. Oh, why didn't they? Our trouble. So,
why didn't they leave at Drake Yomaka's Moshe?
Very good. Good
try. No one to stop them. Why they could live?
Good try. I think they didn't want to run away. They want to go. We're not avadi. We want to give them permission. We don't leave till we get permission. This reminds me of, we once spoke about this. One of the early Rishonim, maybe the Smag, who brings it, says, "Ba'achris hayomim, the she'iris Yisrael lo yasu avlo." The Jews of the Achris Hayomim will be outstanding in the Yashrus, in the money affairs. Lo yasu avlo. Says, why is that so important? He says, when Hashem will bring a redemption, and Am Yisrael will be singled out. The Goyim won't understand why are they the chosen nation. What's special about them? They're a bunch of Ganovim. Why did he choose them? If indeed, he says, if the redemption will come now, they would have tininess. What's special about the Jews? They're not acting properly with their money affairs. See, because the Goy doesn't appreciate brisker matzahs, and nor does he appreciate esrog, $100 esrog. That doesn't speak to him. He understands the Yoshua. That he understands. That's when Achris Ayomim, it's Sheris Yisrael, Lo Yidabru Gzav, Reyasu Avro. Those things that they look at, they understand. You know what? They are indeed a unique people. That's what's happening over here. The Mitzrim are respecting the Yashrus, they're respecting our morals, that we could have taken revenge, we didn't take revenge, we could have stolen, we didn't steal. That's something, that's a Kiddush Hashem, something that a Goy also appreciates. In Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Yud Gimel, V'hayo Adam Lochem Lo'is Alabotim Asher Atem Shom Uri'isi Is Adam V'pasachti Aleichem V'royel Negev B'chem Lo'yeh B'chem Negev L'mashchis B'akoisi Be'ez Mitzrayim. It's a very dangerous night. There's a mashchis, there's Negev outside. What will protect you on Makas Pcheirois? What will save you from the mashchis? It's the dam. I will see the dam on the batim, or pasachti aleichem, I will leap over you, or Rashi also says, I will have mercy on you. What is special about dam? What is the zgula, what is the power of dam to protect them from the mashchis? Says Rashi, Uriti is Adam. Hashem needs a sign. He doesn't know. Hakol Golu Fonov. He doesn't know which is the Jewish home, which is a Goyish home. His GPS doesn't work. The GPS tells him this is a Jewish home. You just say, you have to go, you see it, you can just type in, you see everything. So what did he need a dam for? He says, Rashi, I want to see them doing mitzvahs. She'atem oiskim b'mitzvaysai u'paseach ni'aleichem. It still needs to be explained, mitzvahs. Why daf the dam? There are many other mitzvahs that can be done. What's happens to dam? Especially that this is a one-time mitzvah. It never happens again. We never again do we put dam on the doorposts. So why dafka this mitzvah is done dafka now, one-time mitzvah ever? Bas eppers. Zokta beinu b'chayim. Ein hadam moinea negev. Don't think that dam, blood, has the power to protect you from evil forces outside. And v'loy mini osay may be negev. Don't think that a person doesn't put up blood, then he gets attacked. People didn't put blood, that brought the negev to them. Shum davar. Dam has nothing to do with negev. What's the pasuk teaching me? The pasuk teaches me a message, he says. People who put up dam, they were doing a frightening act, a dangerous act. It was mesiras nefesh. Because you put out dam, the dam is coming from the sheep. The sheep are the to'evas Mitzrayim. They're from the holy cow. That means you're publicly slaughtering their god, and then not only that, you're publicly smearing the blood on the doorpost. How do you dare to do such a thing? It's very dangerous. So a pshat is, whoever put out the blood shows he trusts in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he ignores Parei V'Gzeirosov. So it's not the dam itself. There's nothing intrinsic in dam that prevents you from the negev. But the fact that you were willing to put up the dam on the doorpost, make such a statement that you're completely ignoring Parei, you're not choshes for him b'chlal. That shows you have bitochen HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Din is that Hashem should look after you. That's the dam Hashem seeing. So we learn from over here. When they do mesiras nefesh, they were sticking their neck out. They're putting their life on the lifeline. You know what? You think they're putting themselves in danger? Adarabba, they're saving themselves from danger. It's the opposite of what we think. We think a person who's a nefesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's endangering himself. You're not endangering yourself, you're bringing life to yourself. Whoever didn't endanger themselves, who didn't put up the dam, they weren't saved for the Negev. We spoke about this last week with the frogs. Right? Which frogs survived? The frogs who went into the bed? The frogs who jumped in the oven? They were endangering themselves. They're the ones who survived. As they zogt, the Baal HaTorim, we spoke last week. It's a new outlook. What is Mesiras Nefesh for mitzvahs? You think you're endangering yourself, you're giving yourself life. That's what we learn from over here. Rabbeinu Bechaya says that was the koyach of dam, because the fact you're endangering yourself shows that you rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem will save you from the Negev. Our next shir, Bezrat Hashem, in 5 minutes time, we will be discussing socks, women's stockings. Do you have to wear stockings? Can go around barefoot or not? Or you have to wear black stockings. I was given a paper that you have to wear black, thick, bulletproof stocking. Can you go? That's what we'll be discussing in next week's shir. And the connection to the parasha, you'll find out.